Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. You've called us out of darkness into your marvelous light, translating us out of darkness into your kingdom. And I thank you now, Lord, as your sheep, we can hear your voice and we enjoy you, and we grow in maturity, and we enlighten others, and we, in enlightening others, the devil is trampled under our feet and their feet, Father God. And your kingdom is just growing from glory to glory. Thank you for this word, Father God. Bless it to us, our understanding, Lord, so that we can be even more fruitful and full of hope and encouragement in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious family. The readings are, my sweetie.
1 Thessalonians 4 from verse 13 until the end of the chapter. Now we do not want you to be uninformed, believers, about those who are asleep in death, so that you will not grieve for them as the others do, who have no hope beyond this present life. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, as in fact he did, even so God, in the same way, by raising them from the dead, will bring with him those believers who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For we say this to you by the Lord's own word, that we who are still alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will in no way precede into his presence those believers who have fallen asleep in death. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the blast of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we, who are alive and remain on the earth, will simultaneously be caught up together with them, the resurrected ones, in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort and encourage one another with these words concerning our reunion with believers who have died.
Hallelujah. You know, this is a verse that has caused many people, or these number of verses has caused many people to have concepts in that there, but not sticking to the word. And we must remember that we must take the word not as a word of man, but as a word of God. And this word effectively works in us. So the beautiful thing about the word, it says heaven and earth will pass away, but my words won't pass away. And then when we get into God's word, we see that the kingdom of God is coming on earth as it is in heaven. So there we can see how the heaven is passing away. It's coming in the way God had in mind from the beginning on earth. So heaven is extending its beauty, and the earth is waking up to the original intent, the beauty of the Lord. Just as each and every one of us should have heard the gospel. We heard the gospel. We did hear the gospel. And then, as Jesus says, we were born again and we were translated out of the darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And then, again, sticking to the word. And then when we're in the kingdom, it's Hebrews 12 from verse 22, you're in Mount Zion. Romans tells us the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So we're in the Spirit, in the kingdom, and there is the Father, and there is the Son, and there is the church of the firstborn. And there is the prophets of old. So that's a foundation we have been come home to. We've come to the kingdom. And that's a reality. So we already with the Lord. So here at this final move of God, it is we already been with the Lord. So some people just taking hold of this, it's eschatology, an end time study, and they miss out on all the other beautiful realities that have been made available, as I just mentioned this morning in my prayer. You're born again. You've entered the kingdom to be a sheep, to listen to the Lord and to walk with him. So to know him, this is eternal life. So what it's speaking about here, the blessing you see in here, is it's worrying about people that has left us, that has passed on. The Bible says, absent from the body is present with the Lord. So they're with the Lord. The Bible says to live is Christ, to die is gain. So they with the Lord and they in the blessings. And this scripture he's talking about here, when the fullness of time comes, you can confirm this also within Malachi chapter 4, see what happens there, where this whole scenario is where Jesus and his day comes like a thief in the night. That is for those in wrath, those that haven't, they're antichrist, haven't taken hold of the Lord. That's a time of wrath for them, and because they're going to be burnt up. And why is a thief a thief? You lose everything when a thief comes in. And then the word says, and that those who found their life will lose it, but those who lose their life for my name's sake will find it. And that's where each and every one of us have had to come to already, where we have lost our lives. We are building our lives in relationship with the Lord, morning by morning, spending time with him. And then in the time of need, coming boldly to the throne of grace to find grace and mercy. So we're living a life already in tune with the Lord. And so the day has come for us. And it's just getting brighter and brighter. And this is now when the full day comes, when the final harvest, and God's going to remove the evil. That's a good thing. And then us, we will all be together with the prophets of old, with the apostles, also the called out ones, and Jesus, and then all our precious family, brothers and sisters, our family that has died in the Lord, we'll all be together with them. And then the kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven. Why did the Father send Jesus? God so loved the world, he sent his Son, not to condemn the world, to save it. So this is for us. We have passed from death into life, and we are now together with the Lord, working together with the Lord, and our labor is not in vain. So we play a part already in the gathering and the calling the people out by the gospel. The gospel is growing, we are growing in maturity, and we're extending the kingdom by bringing people into the reality of being the bride, being the body, being obedient, and then tramping the devil under our feet. The Lord will crush Satan under our feet, but then we extend the kingdom. So that's the reality, guys. Stick to the reality. And I mean, you know, this eschatology, if we just read further into the next chapter, it opens up beautifully. But so many people have gone off track here, and it's only one day we're going to meet the Lord, and then they've missed out, and they can be in danger, because the Lord will say to those, many will say, hey, we healed the sick, we cast out demons. And he says, get away, I don't know you. So the kingdom has come through Jesus going up into heaven, opening the door, and so that we can be a kingdom of priests, kingdom of children of God, a children come home to grow in maturity. So that should have already be a reality. And the whole reality is God made this earth, God made man, and he made this earth, and he made man to know him and to walk with him and enjoy him. And that's the reality that is coming back. But the Antichrist and all those that are Antichrist, you can just separate everyone in that way. Are you for Christ or you're against Christ? Are you Antichrist? And what we see, this demonic move of the devil, is the devil and his Antichrist people. And that's, he's the head of that demonic Antichrist body, where Jesus is our head, and we are his body representing him. So that's it. So just mainly encouragement is, Jesus has come so we can have life and life in abundance. And that's where we just need to stay in tune and develop on schedule and be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert. And we'll go on next week with chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And this whole understanding will open up clearly. Amen. We as the children of God, there's no fear. Perfect love does cast out fear. And as he is, because as he is, so are we. He's come as our Savior. He's not as a thief in the night. But to those that don't know the Lord, it's going to be like a thief in the night. And so be blessed and stay in the light as he's in the light. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.